The road we're on is paved in Garth.
Come along on the journey.
As we explore
Garthology.
Think of it more as a conversation. I like that. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Showtime!
Hey everyone, it's Deb.
And I'm Pete.
Welcome to Season 4, Episode 27 of Garthology. Pete and I are stopping by for a quick episode to discuss one very important thing. Garth Brooks has new music out.
Finally.
Oh, I'm so excited. Like 3 years almost to the day, right? Because the last album, Fun, came out in November of 2020. So here we are, November of 2023. We have new Garth Brooks music.
Finally.
Yay.
But I did hear him say at one point, this will be the last box set of his career.
Yes, he did
say that. It was sad, but we'll get back to that.
We'll get to that. Okay, so today, November 7th, 2023, is the official release of Garth Brooks's newest album titled Time Traveler. As of today, the new album is part of a box set available exclusively through Bass Pro Shops. Time Traveler includes 10 tracks and is part of the limited series, which this is going to be the last limited series. There's three of them. This is the last one. It's a 7-disc set. The set also includes Garth's 3 studio albums since he came out of retirement. So that's 2014's Man Against Machine, which I love.
Great, great record.
Right? 2016's Gunslinger, which is also in my top, but Man Against Machine is like right up there, almost at the very tip top. And 2020's Fun. That was the newest one. That was 3 years ago. It included Amen and Dive Bar with Blake Shelton. So that was the last Garth album. And then it also includes the previously released 3-disc triple live concert set. But this one has a new cover. So it's the same album, new cover.
Yep.
So the first single being released from Time Traveler is called Rodeo Man, and it came out today. It is now hitting country music. You'll be able to hear it on all those stations. This rollicking 2-step song is a duet with Brooks and Dunn's Ronnie Dunn. So he's trading his usual singing partner, Kix Brooks, for a whole different kind of Brooks, which I love that. I think it's great. So neither Pete nor I have heard the entire album yet. So for today, we're just going to talk about Rodeo Man, which, as I said, it's available on country music stations. It's also available on Amazon Music if you have Amazon. So we've both been able to listen to it. And here's a snippet of the new single, Rodeo Man.
Get me off this thing alive. Give me it, Lord, that's the plan. Since the day and the life of a rodeo man. Co-op truck stop shoppers been a road hard and put up with.
So you can tell from that, this is a really fun, upbeat dance song. It reminds me of great 90s country music, which I think Garth was actually in this new album. He's trying to cover a lot of eras in country music. So I think this song fits perfectly for that 90s dance song. I think both Garth and Ronnie sound terrific. And I just think this music is so fun and so fantastic. Pete, what do you think of this song?
Yeah, it, like you were just saying, you know, where he's trying to, you know, all these eras of music. And if you think about that, Time Traveler couldn't be a better, you know, name for the album.
Right. It's the perfect name.
It is. And it's almost, you know, like I was saying, like he had mentioned, you know, this is the last limited series box set that he's going to have of his career. And you start to think as he gets a little bit older and this career goes on and on and on, that, you know what, like, when are we going to know? It's like I can't imagine there never being no new music. We wait long enough for it. Like, it can't stop. and you get a title on an album like Time Traveler, and you're like, oh. But back to the song Rodeo Man with him and Mr. Dunn in that picture, and then Mr. Dunn on his tattoo that just says Cowboy.
Cowboy. It,
like, it's such a good picture. Like, that's the right guy for this song, I think, to duet it with. And, it, you know, and then, like, we're talking about, like, you know, when is the music, at, hopefully it never stops. You look at that picture of Garth, and I know there's some alterations, but damn, that boy looks young again.
My favorite moly. Thing that he says is, on this album cover, he loves the airbrushing.
The airbrushing is amazing. I'd pay a top dollar for that. Get my own little headshot going. Sheesh.
It's true. I need to start having some airbrusher follow me around everywhere.
But the song Rodeo Man is just so, like, it's awesome. You know, I like how they go back to, you know, country roots, and they talk about cowboy boots, and they talk about, there's a lot of little licks. And I know that there was an interview with them today where they were talking about, there's a little section in the song where it's, I haven't memorized it yet, but it's, you know, grab the foxtail by the rabbit tail or something, whatever it was. And so now every time, if there's any like part that comes on that I hear it, it's that one right there. And I can't wait to like memorize this song. It's a song you can turn up loud. You can get this thing going.
For sure. My favorite lyric is the one where he talks about road hard and put away wet or whatever.
Put away, road hard, put away wet. There's a lot of them in there.
Yeah, I love that.
Such a good song. I cannot wait for this album. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to take the trek out to Bass Pro Shop tomorrow after work, make a late night run out there with Nicole and her boyfriend and go get it.
Oh, there you go. Well, I have mine on pre-order. I got an email today saying that the FedEx label has been created and that I should expect it anywhere between the 8th and the 11th. So I'm thinking probably the 9th is what I'm crossing my fingers for. If I don't have it in my hands by then, I might have to go to Bass Pro Shop and pick one up.
I mean, you're so close to it. You're not far at all. True. You're much closer.
It would only be like 20 minutes. I can't believe I'm not there tonight.
And you know me, I always buy two sets, right? So of course the pre-order came out and I pre-ordered it, but then when I, because you know I'm not set, like I haven't even got a thing for the label yet, so I don't know. And I'm like, dude, Bass Pro Shop is not that far. I'd even be willing to drive to the one in Vegas just to go to Vegas, because right? That Bass Pro Shop's pretty cool, but there's one much closer. I gotta get back to work on it.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, everyone, that's it for this episode. So have you bought the new box set yet, or have you heard Rodeo Man yet? If so, let us know what you think about it on any of our social media accounts. Have you checked out our website at garthology.com yet? If not, stop by today and check out past episodes and bonus content. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, it's been quite a long time since our last review. If you get the chance, please stop by and hit that 5-star button if you like what you hear and write something up to encourage others to listen. Then be sure and share us with everyone you know. That way you can help your friends in low places become garthologists too.
Speaking of friends in low places, if you are on social media, you could find us at Facebook. We are at www.facebook.com/garthologycast. We are on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and I think we're on Threads now.
Yes.
All at garthologycast. So hit us up there, find us, like us, tag us, tweet us, reshare us, do whatever it is that you do on all those things. And we love the interaction. We love the support. We will make sure that we get back to you guys on all of that. So thank you guys very much.
This has been season 4, episode 27 of Garthology. And I'm Deb.
I'm Pete.
And we'll see you next time. And remember, love will always win. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bloopers. Back to the song Rodeo, the single that came out. I got to tell you the...
Back to the song Rodeo Man.
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. What did I say? What
you
did
said I say? Back to the song Rodeo, which would be fine, except he does good. Have...
Yeah. Okay.
Or have you heard Rodeo Man yet? Rodeo
Man.
Oh, see, now I
you
did
said radio. You said radio, man. Radio Man. A little bit of Billy Joel, a little bit of Garth Brooks. No problem.
Mixing it all up.
Yeah, mixing it all up.